Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Today's a collab episode with Bad Examples and Obsessed with the Best. And what we're going to do is we're going to steal a little bit of what Obsessed with the Best does best. And we're going to go through some of our favorite things on both shows. If you're listening and tuning in, make sure you listen to both episodes. There's going to be exclusive content on both of them that you cannot get without listening to both this week's Bad Examples and this week's Obsessed with the Best.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Happy Tuesday, whores.
Oh my God.
Let's get in this.
All right. We're jumping right in.
We have a super special episode for you today because we have on special guest Alex and Tina from the show Obsessed with the Best, who are also on Dimly Wit's podcast network.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like
sister network.
Yeah.
Aww, sisters.
Yeah. And they have a super cool show. And what Obsessed with the Best is they literally every week talk about their favorite shit.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Because that's all you guys ever want to know is what we like. So yeah. Why we didn't come up with this? We're idiots. But we already knew that because we're bad examples.
Let's give advice. We're the worst at giving advice.
Worst. I don't understand why these people are still taking our advice.
We'd be so much better at just telling like shit we like.
Shit we like.
Like I like.
Brilliant.
Fucking tanning.
Yep.
I like petting my dog.
I like sleeping in massages.
I like massage great. Parlors.
Yep. Not me. The demise of my marriage.
Oh my God. Maybe we should do an Obsessed with the Worst.
Oh,
with
yes.
Tracy and
yes,
Jess.
Sure.
So we don't like straight rip them off.
Yeah. Well, it's only a little bit. A little hint of rippy. A little rippity rip.
I hate rippity massage parlors.
Yeah, I fucking, well, it depends on the type, but yeah.
So the girls are going to come on our show today and we're going to go on their show and we're going to all get together and talk about what we are obsessed with this week. And the girls do a theme every week, which makes the show even more interesting. But this week's theme is like feel good.
Stuff that makes you happy.
Stuff that makes you happy. So we
makes
all
life
that.
Easier.
Mm-hmm. So let's get to it. Let's get the girls on the phone. Let's talk to them.
Very excited for this. I can't wait to hear what they have
Alan.
To say. And Alan. The girls and Alan.
The gals and Alan. So we're so excited to have the famous Alex and Tina here with us today. Hi, Alex and Tina.
Hi, gals. How's it going?
It's good.
Can you guys, let me just hear Alex first. I want to be able to know who's who. Let me hear your voice, Alex.
Hey, I am Alex. Very excited to be here and chat with you two today.
Ooh, very sexual. I like that. Let's hear Tina. Let's hear Tina.
Okay, I'm not as sexual, but I'm Tina.
No, but you have a deeper voice. That's perfect. And we'll definitely be able to.
Oh, that's helpful. I feel like I have a Smurf voice. I'm always like, hello, my name is Tina.
No.
Okay, that's great. Great. Okay. Hello, I'm Tina.
Yeah. Please talk like that the rest of the show.
Okay, great.
Amazing.
Okay, feel good faves. Because a lot of things this year that make us feel good were kind of taken away. Going to bars, traveling, going to a show, just having those crazy nights out, going to get a massage, going to a spa, all those things. So it's like, how can we feel good when we're at home more? And my first one that I really got to share is a little supplement, and it's called Sex Dust.
Ooh. And, yum. I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. So you sprinkle it in your coffee, in your tea, in your smoothie. Here's what it says. Helps combat the effects of stress to ignite your creative energy in and outside of the bedroom. So basically, it's a bunch of adaptogens plus horny goat weed, which does get you in the mood. But it
oh,
also
girl, I love me some horny goat weed.
Yes. And it also relaxes you and lowers cortisol, which, as you know, women, to get in the mood, you need to be relaxed. So it makes sense. But it also, Like, here's how I use it. When I need a burst of creative energy in the afternoon, I put it in my coffee. We're all creative people. If I need to make something, if I need some ideas. But then I also use it, like, I'll bring it on vacation with my husband. Ooh, and I will. If
Alex, can ever... I'm sorry. What? Are you getting horny during the day, like at work?
I should cancel this. What a sin.
Okay, it's more of like a... Like, ooh, I feel good and I'm really creative right now. Like, let's make something. Okay, but it can also kind of...
Like a baby.
Make some new moves. It's new positions.
Like a baby. But you guys, it's so good. It's by Moon Juice. This company, Moon Juice, makes it. It has like a dark chocolatey feel, so you can put it in your coffee, you can put it in your smoothie. And I love it. You can get individual packs. You can get the big size. I think it's great. It's a nice thing to have around.
Okay, I need this because no wonder I'm never in the mood. My cortisol levels are like through the roof. So I need some sex dust. I love this.
Literally called sex dust?
Yes.
It's literally called...
If I'm being honest, I'm truly terrified to try this because I'm already on a fucking rampage in 2021 to 2020. it's been rough for Tracy. I need to tone it the fuck down. So this may amp me in the wrong direction. But
well, at least then you could blame it on your stardust.
But then I'm super blaming it on my horny goat milk shit. What is this?
Horny goat weed.
Goat weed.
Yes, blame it on the horny goat weed. What an ingredient.
Yes, I'm here for it.
I'm going to be like, Tracy, you're out of control. Like, you slept with another man last night. And she's going to be like, I took the sex dust and it wasn't my fault.
It's not my fault.
It was all the sex dust.
Yeah, it's not my problem.
It was all the sex dust.
Oh, my God. If I had a nickel. Oh, my. Okay, well, on that note, I'm going to go in completely the opposite direction. Although this is an internal, it's also a drink. This is what my go-to when I've had, this is basically my go-to every so often, but after I've had a few too many drinks and my liver needs a little detoxing, I reach for my Yogi detox tea. And this stuff, okay, I'm telling you what, I know it sounds really lame and boring, but if you have had a lot to drink the night before, or you ate a lot of fried foods, or you're just about to get your period, or like whatever, you're feeling really bloated, or you had too much sex dust and then you just like really went crazy like on vacation, take a sip of this detox tea and the next morning you will be cleaned out. You'll be cleaned out head to toe, starting fresh. You will be feeling feathery. You'll be feeling light. You will be feeling like you could just float away like a feather because you will be cleaned
feathery
out. And it's seriously my go-to hangover solution.
I got to tell you, after horny, I want to feel feathery. Yeah. You guys nailed my top three feelings.
These are literally the order of sequential I need to be in my day. Horny and then feathery.
Who doesn't want to feel horny and feathery?
I don't know. Weird people.
I think we should start a new podcast called Horny and Feathery.
100%.
Four of us.
100%.
Wait, so it's like a tea like that literally you just, you know, you
like a regular tea?
Like, yeah. Just like you make it.
Yes,
like
and it's the detox tea, but you have to be very careful with it because you can overdo it and you can like cramp up and you can really like outdo yourself. So really use it sparingly, like when you really need it to like get a good clean out. Like if you can't get...
Who makes it again?
Yogi tea. So you can just... you can just get it at the grocery store. I get mine at Whole Foods or wherever you shop. And it tastes like... it's got like some ginger and like a little bit of licorice. But the thing that makes you go and that cleans you out is the dandelion root. So that's the thing.
You guys, let me tell you, have some of the most creative ingredients. Dandelion root.
Horny goat weed. It's all you need.
Are you saying that you're going to poop?
Yeah, you poop a lot. It's just water. Comes out like water.
Sorry. Exactly. The same for me, fam.
Yeah.
I'm out.
If you need a little
Jess doesn't like talking
extra
about pooping.
Help, but this is good for you. It's good for your colon. So if you need a little extra help in that area.
I don't have one of those.
You don't have a colon?
It really does help when you're hungover, though.
Yes. Like, you know how when the next day when you're hungover, I mean, don't drink it right away because you need to hydrate. But once you've gotten hydrated, but you feel really bloated and you're like really stressed about everything you ate the night before and you're really, you need to like, it's that night. It's the night after your hangover that you drink it. You know what I mean?
So, Alex, where would someone find the sex dust if they wanted to buy some for their wife or anything?
Alan.
I bet, Alan.
Go to Moon Juice, moonjuice.com. It's the company Moon Juice. They have all kinds of stuff. And I love them because I can be like a little tightly wound. So I'm constantly trying to find things that chill me out that don't involve alcohol and Xanax. Like I'm always on the hunt for an alternative option. So Moon Juice, the whole website, the whole shebang, lots of stuff, lots of good stuff.
Cool.
I guess I'll go next and I'll say mine, which is so totally different from both of the ones that you just said. My fave thing, my first one is The Goonies. I don't know how to explain to anybody what The Goonies is other than the incredible 1980s movie that is all the kids going on an adventure to save their family home. I've loved this movie since I was a little kid, and Rachel and I just watched it recently, and I remembered how incredible it is, and it's really great for a rainy day. It's only $3 to rent it on Amazon Prime, $15 to buy it, and it's one of my go-to favorite movies to just watch when I have all the time in the world to watch a movie.
The Goonies?
The Goonies, it's yeah. Scary. Hey, you guys. It's scary? It's
so scary.
I'm terrible. I've never seen it. And it's my sister's favorite movie. I know. I know.
Guys! Okay, but I have to say, Alan, this is exactly the movie I picture you watching on a rainy day. Like, if you had asked me, like, I picture that being your feel-good movie so much. It makes so much sense. It's such a great one. You guys gotta watch it.
It's so good. It's like one of those things that it's super cheesy in places, but it's always cheesy in just the right way.
Like, is it like The Labyrinth? Because I fucking hated that story.
It's not like I'd say it's, The Labyrinth is much darker than The Goonies is. Like, The Goonies has some things that could be sort of scary setups, but it never pays off in a scary way. There's a dead body at one point, but it's not like, oh my god, that's a dead body with gore. It's more like, oh, this dead body is now leaning on this poor kid, and he's freaking out. Like, it's always in a funny scenario.
Oh, so my kids like gore, so that's enough for them.
Like, the scariest thing, I think,
they'd be freaked out by this movie. Trust me, it's scary.
My kids like Saw and Chucky and Annabelle. I'm pretty sure they'll be all right.
They're going to be fine. They could watch The Goonies.
Add Goonies to the list. Yeah. It's terrifying.
When I was watching it with Rachel, because I'm one of those people that's constantly like, well, this is this, and in different trivia, I hadn't realized until almost the end of the movie that she'd never seen it before. And I was like, why didn't you tell me to shut my mouth? I've just been, like, talking over and been like, this has happened. Oh, and you know that scene. And at the entire time, she was like, yeah. And I'm like, you didn't even know what scene I was talking about.
She's seriously an angel on earth. She doesn't need the Goonies in her life.
No.
She's the opposite of a Goonie.
Married to a Goonie.
That is true.
Yeah, you're the Goonie.
Good pick, Alan.
Thank you.
Great.
Not so quiet.
Okay, so favorite thing that makes me feel good. God, I'm so old. So my first is something, it's a cleaner, but listen, but hear me out.
Oh God.
It's from thecleanersoul.com. And what it is, it's an organic, non-toxin, vegan, baby safe spray that has no dangerous chemicals in it, right? And literally you can spray this shit on anything that can get wet. So you can clean your kitchen counters with it. You can clean your bathtub with it. You can clean the floor. You can clean the baby's changing table.
Mm-hmm.
You can clean your phone, your yoga mat. You can use it as an air freshener. Mm. You can use it to clean your makeup brushes.
Good.
It smells incredible.
Mm.
They have different scents, but I like Coconut Calm. It's the best one by far.
I love anything coconut.
But you know how, like, we all have under our sink, like, a basket full of, like, what, Windex, like a million different products.
It's like 50,000 Fabulosos
yes.
in my
yes. This literally cancels out. You just need this bottle. This beautiful, first of all, it comes in a beautiful glass bottle. So here's how it comes. It comes, you're going to get this glass bottle that's really pretty. Actually, I keep mine out because I just think it's pretty and it looks nice on my counters. And it comes with like a little concentrate, right? And you order the refills of the concentrate and you mix it with water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get this stuff. And literally, it's baby safe.
Mm-hmm.
So I use it to clean like the baby's changing mat. It's good for animals. Like if you want to clean your dog's paws off, it's unbelievable. And it's just, I use it for everything. And I literally have 3 bottles and I have one in my kitchen. I have one in each bathroom. And it's just the greatest cleaner of all time.
Can you repeat the name again? I'm all about the non-toxic and the sustainable glass packaging. Those are like, yes. I'm obsessed with.
And then
those
like
things.
All you do is you order these little refill bottles. And it's just amazing. Like you can clean your makeup brushes with it too. You literally just pour it with some water and you clean your makeup brushes. I mean, it's named something, you use it to clean. Like the other day my mom was like, Jesse, I need your stainless steel cleaner. And I'm like, nah, I don't use that. I just have the cleaner soul. I use this coconut calm. I mean, it works on everything. It's thecleanersoul.com and it's called Coconut Calm. That's the scent that I really like. And yeah, they say like any surface that can get wet, you can use it on. So, and they even like, they're like spray it on your bed, like make your bed smell nice, like your couch. Like it's amazing. And you literally, like I've stopped buying everything. I'm like, my under my sink now is half empty because I'm just going through it. I don't need it anymore. It's awesome. And I want to say that
price check.
Wow, good question. So the bottle is $9.99 and then you can buy a refill of four for $20. So I think you're saving money. And then they have like a thing, like a subscription where you can get it monthly or whatever. But I just want to say that everything that we've picked to talk about today is not sponsored. We got nothing for free. None of this stuff is, you know, people that we have worked with. But I love the Cleaner Soul so much because they're like a startup company, you know. So I messaged them and they did give me a promo code to give to you guys today. So with promo code Baddie, I think it's 15% off if you want to go shopping. But yeah, they didn't pay me or give me anything for free. I was just like, hey, do you have something for the listeners? So promo code Baddie, you get 15% off your order.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. I'm gonna go see what it looks like.
I love the smell.
Right now.
People will come in and be like, oh my God, they always say it smells so good in here. And I'm like, oh, weird. I don't know why.
Oh, I wanna get that.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it's just, it's especially with the baby, she's crawling everywhere and she's touching everything. And, you know, everything goes in her mouth. And now I'm not really worried about, you know, even when I do her, what's the thing where she eats called?
Her high chair.
Her high chair. I clean her high chair with it. You know, it's safe for that. So yeah, I love it. It's great.
Yeah, that has to eliminate so much stress for, I assume, as parents, like watching your kids put stuff in their mouths and wondering what's on it. To like have something that you know is non-toxic, that has to be a game changer.
Yeah, for sure. It's unbelievable the stuff that she touches. I'm like, I didn't even think to touch that. Like, why are you touching? Why are you interested in that, you weird child? So yeah, it definitely helps. And also, she's gross, so I'm just following her around with the spray bottle, you know.
As like the drool leaks out.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I love that.
All right. So mine is, I have a shit ton of hair. So much hair that it's almost offensive to try to do it on my own.
Wait, may I just say on her head?
On my head. Where else would it have been? I am hardwood floors from the eyelashes down. There is no carpeting or throw rugs in this joint. Anyway, so I have so much friggin' hair and it takes, if I regularly blow dry it, it takes an hour easily. I got this, it's called Bedhead 2-in-1 heated brush volumizing blow dryer. And it's all like this big, it's gorgeous. It's pink and purple. I love it. And it takes so little to blow out your hair. It's literally twists and turns of your wrist, two hands on one. Like, you don't have to like arch your back and twist your arm to get the brush in the right direction. It is the most life-saving blow dryer I've ever had. I'm completely obsessed with it to the point where I'm now like using it on my clients instead of actual blow dryer.
I love that.
I did it on Jess's mom when I cut her and styled her hair the other day. And it came out amazing. This is the only one that I've found that has a cool setting, because when you blow out your hair to set the thing, a lot of them don't have a cool setting. And also a lot of these other companies, the wire, when you're blow drying your hair and twisting it, the wire twists and will eventually break. But the Bedhead one that you can get from Target or Ulta or CVS or any of these places, the wire turns with you. So it won't ever get twisted where you have to like untwist the wire, which is the worst thing about some of these ones. But I can literally blow out my hair in 25 to 30 minutes and people can't believe it because I have so much hair that I need two hands to put a ponytail in my hair.
I mean, that's big. You're making a good point here. Tina and I have a lot of hair too. Mm-hmm. You can't tell with me right now because it's been severely straightened and it's dirty. But like, I feel you so hard on the, it takes an hour to blow your hair dry and no one understands. And I love this tool. I think everyone needs a good tool. I just threw out my neck and I couldn't move my neck. And I had to teach my husband how to dry my hair because I literally.
Did you buy this product for him to use?
No, I have. I should. Yeah. I have a similar like all-in-one round brush, but this one sounds a lot better.
This one is only $40 to $50 depending on where you go. I know Target has it for like $45. I bought it from Target. You could get it from Amazon. You could get it from CVS. I think Ulta, they all have it. But Target just happened to be there and I was like, oh, gotta pick up another blow dryer. And then I brought it home and I loved this one better than the Revlon one that I had before.
I just want to explain to people that might not know. So like you are not using a brush. This replaces your brush.
It's like holding a blow dryer that's straight. So you're not arching your arm to like blow it in the right direction. So it's straight up and down like it's shaped like a brush, a giant brush, but it has heat protruding out of it like a blow dryer. And then you could switch the setting to medium, high, cool, low. It's amazing. And then
you're brushing your hair as you're blowing.
So like, you know how you get like flyaways when you're brushing with a regular brush and it's going all over the place? This one controls it so much because you're just using both hands instead of just one hand and like hurting your wrist. I got carpal tunnel from like my wrist back when I was like hardcore in the salon and blowing out all the time. And I was like, I got to stop with that because like you really do hurt your wrists from these like brushes that and the blow dryer and arching and the way you turn your arms. This is so much easier. And like I said, it cuts my blow dry time in half.
That's so good. And the cool setting is so important too, because there's nothing worse being in the summer and you're blowing your hair dry and you're like, oh, great. I just sweat all my makeup off. And now I need to like, I always feel like I need to take a break and like stick my head in the freezer.
Yes. Oh, yeah. This tool is amazing. I want to try this brand. I've got a different brand as well. But
I had Revlon before and the whole thing blew while I was doing a client. The whole wire broke right off because it doesn't twist with you when you're blowing it out. The bedhead one is the only one so far I've found that actually does that.
Okay. That's really good to know. It seriously has like changed my hair.
It's pink and purple. It makes you happy.
Does anyone else have any ailments that they want to? We've got Tracy with carpal tunnel. We got throughout our neck. I've got mom thumb.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I've recently discovered I have plantar fasciitis. Excellent. So I got me some ortho sandals to wear around the house.
This is phenomenal.
This is amazing.
This is the first time hearing of this. How is this time hearing about your orthopedic sandals?
I almost talked about it last night, and then I was like, no, I picked something else. So that's
when, you say orthopedic, you mean like with the socks and sandals?
Yes, that was me last night. I looked like, yes, exactly. I had socks with sandals, and I was, yes, thank you. Yeah, they're like slides. They're furry slides. I found them on Amazon, and they're for to help with arch support. And I'm telling you, they're changing my life. They're changing my life. I feel like a new woman. I feel like a new 85-year-old woman.
Wow. Alex, do you feel left out?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're sad that you didn't know about this?
I really am. I'm shocked.
I know. I can't believe I haven't told you. I haven't told you this. I'm just
stirring
this week.
The pot. Sorry. Imagine we hang up the podcast and Alex like, how dare you not tell me about your plantar phallitis?
Can you imagine? Tina, how dare the first time you tell me about your orthopedic sandals, it is in public on a podcast.
In public. The tea is finally spilled.
Yes. Piping hot, honey.
Oh, God. So funny.
All right, baddies. This has been so fun so far. This is like almost like online.
This is personal shopping. It's personal welcome. Yeah. Fucking welcome.
We're personal shopping.
We're doing. Oh my God. High five. Air five. Good. We're like doing all the work for you right now.
Yeah. And when we come back from commercial, guess what? More personal shopping for you. Yep. And we save the best for last.
Oh yeah.
We'll be right back, baddies.
This is Jess Betancourt, the host of DNA ID, the only true crime podcast that exclusively covers cases solved using forensic genealogy. DNA ID goes behind the headlines to answer your questions about this remarkable new crime-solving tool, how it works, how cases are selected, why the cases were unsolved for so long, and how the justice system is addressing it. I include input from law enforcement to give you the inside scoop that we all crave with a straightforward, no-nonsense delivery. You can find DNA ID on any podcast platform. Episodes come out weekly on Mondays.
I've been going on Curtsy to shop so much. And after sitting in the same sweatpants like all year, I decided I really needed to freshen up the wardrobe. And I have been shopping and selling on Curtsy. So it's easy to get on there. It's easy to shop.
And you know what's cool too? Like, so for example, tie-dye's in right now. Mm-hmm. Like if you want something tie-dye, you literally can just search in Curtsy tie-dye.
Everything will come up.
Everything. And then you could even further filter it if you want to do tie-dye pants or tie-dye socks. And then in your size, mm-hmm. I mean, it's literally shopping catered to you. It's amazing.
Tie-dye only from one company that you want it. And then they'll filter it that
Three
way.
People
and then
tie-dye.
It's amazing. And then you could go back and sell those. And they'll even tell you what your gain would be on reselling them.
It give you gains. With the Curtsy app, you get thrift store prices delivered right to your door. No need to sort through thousands of items that aren't your style or your size. Find Lululemon tops for $20 and Lululemon leggings for $40.
What? Selling clothes is actually really fucking annoying because you never know like how to price it. But Curtsy, the best thing about them is they're going to have suggestions of how to price it. So if you don't have a printer, they'll mail you shipping labels for free, which I love. And the coolest part is when you get to instantly cash out on your debit card.
Ka-ching. What did you get from Curtsy?
Don't judge me, but I looked up Timberland and I got a new pair of Tims.
Wow.
When you search Curtsy in the app store, spelled Curtsy, and enter promo code BADEXAMPLES, you'll get 15% off your first order.
Awesome. I love Curtsy because you're shopping from real women in your size and your style. And it's so easy to use. And it's nice that it's just women's clothing too. So there's no baby stuff mixed in there or stuff for men. Like this app is made for us.
Download the Curtsy app and enter promo code BADEXAMPLES. If you want a sustainable way to get Brandy, Urban, Champion, Lulu delivered right to your door, download Curtsy today and enter promo code BADEXAMPLES for 15% off your first order.
You guys want to know a crazy fact? 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. That is a hard fact. If you are among them, you know you're not alone, and there's a solution that you can trust to deliver results. Thousands of women have taken back control of their hair with Nutrafol, with many users raving that the supplement not only transformed their hair, but restored their confidence too. Nutrafol offers two targeted formulas for women that are clinically shown to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding through all stages of life. Healthier hair growth takes time. You'll begin to experience thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months. More than 1,500 top doctors recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high quality solution for healthier hair. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code BADEXAMPLES to save 20% off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get 20% off Nutrafol, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BADEXAMPLES. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the 5 root causes of thinning: stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism. I know postpartum, I'm having terrible hair loss. I know it looks like I have like a mane on my head, but it's sporadic and it's not the same hair. And I'm so excited to start Nutrafol and see how it works for me. Visit Nutrafol.com and take their hair wellness quiz for personalized product recommendations that are unique to your hair needs. Get 20% off Nutrafol by going to Nutrafol.com, promo code BADEXAMPLES.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Oh, here it comes with the jingles. God.
We're back and we're going shopping. We're shopping with Alex and Tina. God,
I'm changing.
No singing on this episode.
Oh my God.
Okay. So as I mentioned, constantly on the hunt for things to chill me out that don't involve lots of alcohol. I mean, if I had it my way, I would have dirty vodka martinis with olives every single night, but you can't do that every single night. So for the times that you... So for the times when you're trying to not drink for whatever reason you might have, I found something that's really helping me. It kind of like takes the edge off, and it's called Kin Euphorics. So it's a blend of adaptogens, again, which is what is in the sex test, a blend of adaptogens and nootropics, which is supposed to boost your mood, and the adaptogens chill you out. And I feel like part of what I love about the end of day cocktail is the whole ritual of it. Like, I want to make it. I want it to be in a nice glass. Mm-hmm. I want the whole ritual of the thing. So this you kind of treat like vodka. So I put this in my rocks glass, halfway full, mix it with some seltzer and a squeeze of lemon. It's good. It feels like I'm having a cocktail. It takes the edge off a little bit, boosts my mood. And on the times when I don't want to drink, I do this in place of it. And it's just really helping me. I really love it. There are some warnings with this, though. You are not supposed to exceed 2 servings, and you're not supposed to drink it if you're pregnant, breastfeeding are on blood thinners or antidepressants. So like
question.
Yes.
It's non-alcoholic completely.
It's non-alcoholic completely, and you're not supposed to mix it with alcohol either. That's another thing on the list of no's on the website. So, like, you do want to look at the full list.
Is this good for people who, like, are in recovery, who, like, want to, like, hang out and feel like they're, you know, hanging out but don't want to drink alcohol, or no?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. That's exactly what it's for. For, like, let's have something in a fun glass, and maybe this will chill me out naturally with herbs, and I'm part of the group. But there is completely, completely non-alcoholic. And I just like to keep it around because if I'm trying not to drink for whatever reason, I want a little substitute for my little ritual. And I love it. So I get the one that's called the High Road. That's a little boost. But there's also one to kind of tone your energy down that you're supposed to drink before bed. So there's two different kinds. They're $39. You can get it online. It's called Kin Euphorics.
Can you spell that?
Kin, K-I-N, K-I-N. And then Euphorics, Kin Euphorics. And there's two different types.
Can you spell Euphorics? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're suddenly a spelling bee. What happens if you have more than two drinks, though? Do you like poop your pants or what?
I accidentally did that, and I felt a little spinny. A little nauseous.
Okay. So like a little bit, like you'd had three drinks.
Yeah. So, and again, I'm like, when I got it, I'm like, $39 for this little guy? It's kind of a little bottle. And then I understood, you treat it like it's vodka. You fill half the glass with ice, and then the rest is seltzer. And it's a one drink kind of thing, so it does last you.
Cool.
I just want to say, I just went to their website after I Googled how to spell Euphorics, and it literally... It sounds so cool.
Can I see it?
A blissful boost, a better mood, zero blur, a uniquely non-alcoholic beverage, all bliss, no booze. We're in. Let's party. Let's rock and roll.
Yes. Wait,
can I mix this with booze?
No.
You just said that. Oh.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. It's like bold italic underlined on the label. Do not mix with alcohol.
I was reading the website. Very cool.
I love it. Okay, so the next thing I'm going to talk about is something I discovered a few months ago, and I'm sort of obsessed with it. And do you, Jess and Tracy, or Alan, do you guys have tattoos?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Yes. Okay, and I know Alex does
too.
We all have tattoos. Okay, so I really...
Jess feels left out.
Oh, no, wait.
Jess, you don't. Oh, sorry.
Okay, well, Jess, have I got the solution for you? Because I really want another tattoo, but, like, I haven't decided where exactly I want it yet and what exactly I want, and I wanted to, like, test out some spots and, like, ideas and designs, and so there's this company called Inkbox, and they are this temporary tattoo company, and it's not like your gumball machine temporary tattoo that, like, you get and you put it on. It's like you could, like, pick it off with your fingernail after, you know, an hour or two. This, like, actually, they've got this crazy sorcery that they use in their ink that, like, settles into your skin. I actually just did one right before I came on here, so you let it sit for an hour, you put it on, it's like a sticker, and you can, like, see it, and it comes out as kind of like a blue-green color, but then within 24 hours, it turns darker blue or black, like an ink tattoo, and then it lasts for, like, 2 weeks, and it's in your skin, it's not raised or anything like that, so it's not gonna, like, and then it fades naturally.
I've seen this.
Have you seen this? Okay, yeah. Cool. I love them because I can, like, try out, because, like, I tried out a tattoo a couple weeks ago in a spot that I was like, ooh, I hate this spot. I always thought I wanted a tattoo there, but, like, the way it moves, I don't like it. But with this, I can do it. And, like, I like their designs, too. Their designs are really cool. You can also, like, customize them and send in your own design, and they'll send them to you. I can't get
enough. They're a bit pricey, right?
I mean, they range from, like, $10 to $25, depending on the size.
I thought it was higher. Never mind.
No, I think, like, the most expensive one is, like, $20 or $25. I'm into it. Inkbox.
Like, you're not committed yet. So before I got my most recent one on my wrist, I had the tattoo artist draw it on me in Sharpie because I wanted to just live with it for a while, see if I really loved it. But this is a good alternative to that because I do think everyone should see, especially if it's their first one, like, see if they really love it, see if they like it, see what spot on their body before you commit to literally the rest of your life.
This is genius. I'm all in on this. This is so cool.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm so surprised, Jess, that you don't have like a Harry Potter tattoo that we
Wait,
don't know
please
about.
Don't tell can her I? can I tell you the reason I don't have a tattoo is because every time I almost got one, like there was a few times so close. When I look back, I'm like, oh, that would have been bad. That would have been bad. So now I'm just scared to get one because then what happens in another 5 years? Am I just going to be like, well, that was a mistake.
Or you can and get your wedding date tattooed and then get a divorce and have to cover it up with a massive tattoo like
oh,
I did.
No,
you're
Tracy.
Welcome.
Oh, no.
Or the other option, Jess, is you get one of those tattoos and you regret having that tattoo, but you at least have the story with it. Like Alan has, where he has a bow tie on his chest.
Okay, Alan. Story time.
People on Patreon will get to see this. I've got this little small, tiny bow tie that is crooked. It's off-centered. It is a stick and poke tattoo where I went to see Gabriel Iglesias in Savannah one time when he was doing stand-up. And I was on my way home afterwards, and my friend who worked at a bar in Savannah called me. He was like, so Gabriel Iglesias is here. And I was like, I'm on my way. And I went and we drank, had a couple of drinks with him, then went home afterwards. And my buddy was like, hey, do you want a tattoo? Because he would give himself stick and poke tattoos.
Was it Enrique Iglesias?
No.
No, he was just like, he
not
just
Enrique.
Did. And not Enrique, Gabriel Iglesias.
Gabriel, he's
the
a comedian.
Fluffy.
Brother?
No, not at all.
You know the fluffy guy?
Oh, he's man. Really cute. Right. He's like this chunky Hispanic guy. He's adorable, but he's hysterical. And I don't know. I love him.
No, it was just afterwards. My friend was drunk. I was drunk. And he would give himself stick and poke tattoos all the time. And he was like, do you want one? And I was like, yeah, I want one. And the next day I was like, what did I do?
Wait, I'm sorry. What's a stick and poke tattoo?
It's when you essentially have just a needle with the ink. And it's... Basically, what he did is he tied this needle to the end of a pencil and used raw, like, the ink and did it one at a time.
Oh, my God. It's like what they do in prison, right?
It's prison like tattoo. You're making a fancy name for a prison tattoo.
Very Alan, similar.
I'm picturing you getting an infection like Rebel Wilson did in Bridesmaids.
Oh, my God. Did
yes,
that happen?
Yes, 1,000%.
It didn't get infected. The fun thing is this guy is actually a tattoo artist now. That's like what he's always wanted to do.
Okay.
So I, you know, if he ever blows up and is like the next big tattoo artist, I can be like, I've got this one. But no, it's horrible.
I've got this crooked one. Off-centered crooked one.
I've got four tattoos and only one of them I don't regret. So
I didn't regret any except for the
Alan was
date.
Definitely getting, what do they call that tattoo?
Prison stick and poke.
Poke tattoo.
Stick and poke.
Stick and he's poke. Definitely getting a stick and poke tattoo going. I can be your hero, baby.
Oh, my God. I'll say, Tina, I know of this company because we know some people that have done it for pranks, and I want to do it for a prank where they've gotten them and done, like, the neck tattoo and then gone home and seen their parents.
Yes.
Which is what I want to do.
They're amazing. They look so real. I had one on for a job that I had a couple weeks ago, and someone was like, tell me about your tattoo. That's amazing. I was like, well, it's fake. And it'll wash off in a week. So that's about all you need to know.
Yeah, I thought it was real. I thought your last one was real for sure.
Yeah.
Can I say another thing that this is really good for? So we have a friend named Sabotage Sally.
Yeah.
Every time someone dumps her, she gets a tattoo that says, like, you know, life will go on, heal, love, like shit like that, that like you always regret. So I feel like this is
Sabotage
a good,
Sally.
You know, like, she's a fucking mess.
This will get out the urge to, like, you know, because she has to post something that she's like moved on and she's a new woman. So like this, I feel like would be
great.
A good, really
two,
good.
2 weeks of crying and self-medicating in a corner, and we're calling it a wrap.
Yeah, then no regrets. Yes.
No regrets. No regrets.
No
regrets. A single letter.
Inkbox.com. Amazing.
Yes.
My first tattoo, my dad, like, he didn't want me to get one. And so he came up afterwards and he rubbed it and was like, this isn't real, and tried to rub it off. And so I was like, no, this is real. Stop. That hurts. But that's another reason I want to do this, because like it is going to be a fake one, but it's a fake one that he can't rub off still.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, exactly.
Wow, this is perfect.
Go with the neck tattoo for sure.
The first one on their website says you are enough. It's just perfect for Sabotage.
Order it for Sally.
Yeah, done.
Oh, God, I love it.
All right, my last one is it's something that's going to be different for everybody, and it's obviously not going to be universal. My final is hibachi. I love eating anything hibachi, and like we get it once a week down here because when I was in New York, I could never find somewhere nearby that like did a really good hibachi in Washington Heights. But I love it mostly because like it's one of those kind of meals that when you're eating, you get full, and then 30 minutes here later, you're like, I want more. And you can have more and still end up with leftovers.
Oh, yeah. It is the gift that keeps on giving, hibachi. Oh,
it's so good.
We try to get it so that like, we usually get it on Saturdays so that Sundays when we play D&D, we've got leftovers that it's just like, great, we can pop this in and we're good to go.
Oh, sorry. Let me stop you and have a nerd moment. Is D&D Dungeons & Dragons?
It is Dungeons & Dragons.
Wow. One, why do I know that? And two, that's your Sunday.
D&D and hibachi. Jesus Christ.
I could not have planned a better Sunday for Alan.
I was going to say that like it was my favorite thing, but I love playing, but it's not something that ends up like making me feel good all the time. So like my character died last time we played, so like that was depressing. But yeah, I like having my hibachi and D&D on Sundays.
Alan, I love that so much. It's so me good. Too. And so you, and sounds so relaxing. I always say to my husband or my guy friends, it's like video games for you guys are like what housewives are to me.
Yeah, they're like spa days for mm-hmm. me.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I play with Rachel too. So like it's something that we get to do together.
Love that.
As my voice cracks there, something we get to do together. And yeah, this one that we've been playing, I forced her into. I was like, it's zombies. She was like, I don't like zombies. And I was like, it'll be fun. We can play together. And then literally I died. And like my character, who is me in the game, is dead. And she was like, I told you I didn't want to play. I was like, sorry.
Sounds depressing, Alan. Sounds depressing.
It was. I got blown up in a church with a grenade.
Wow. Oh, fuck, no. My life.
Alex and Tina, this was so fun. Shall we do it again soon?
Yes, please.
For sure.
And you guys are on every Wednesday on Dimly Wit's platform, right?
Yes. New episode every Wednesday.
Yes. And as you guys know, it's called Obsessed with the Best every Wednesday with Alex and Tina. And this is what they do. Like this, what we did today, which was so fun, they do every week. I want to do this every week.
Why are we not doing
this?
Can
we change our show?
No, not now.
Is it too late?
No, you guys, you got to check. So after our show on Tuesdays, when we give you all the see you next Tuesdays, then you go to watch Hump Day Treat with Obsessed with the Best. Then we're just going to try to satisfy you guys until Friday when you get off for the weekend. So
yeah, this is
some sex dust.
I love your show, you guys. You guys are awesome. And thank you for being on our show. We appreciate
it. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
And you had some really great suggestions.
I'm obsessed with some of the, I can't wait to go check them out.
Perfect for our listeners. Like, I know right now there's a few baddies searching horny goat weed in their Google search.
Yes, they are. Many of
perfect.
Them.
Perfect.
So that was awesome. I love them.
They're really cute.
They're so sweet. I do feel like, though, that we went on their show that they should come on our show and like talk about penises.
I feel as if we are a little intense for them.
You know what? Wait, can I just say, I thought the same thing too. Like I was like holding back, but then we get on right away. Horny goat weed.
Sex dust. I was like, bro, they're in it with us. And they're here.
And I was like,
they're here for all the sex.
My replacement for alcohol. Me trying to not take pills. And I was like, the girl, obviously her neck hurt because, you know.
I mean, nectrician. She's a nectrician. I know, my neck hurts sometimes.
I'm like, these girls are not as good as they seem. They might have a little baddie in them.
They may dress sweet.
Yeah,
but we know deep down they're baddies.
But yeah, I think they are. And I think it'd be fun to have them on our show, too. OK, so let's do our last favorite things. Just me and you. So my last favorite thing that makes me feel good, that makes me feel really good, actually, it's one of my favorite gifts I got when I had the baby. The child, as we call her.
The child.
Did you do that with your first, where like she was the baby?
She's the baby. Julian's the baby. I don't care. He's going to be 40. I'm going to be like, the baby's crying.
Yeah.
He's just going through a breakup.
Like, my mom literally just said that. She was like, did you see the baby in the monitor? Like, why do we not call her by her name?
It's so weird. It's the baby. Always. I don't know if that's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
It's like, babush. Like the
I'm always like, child. They're like, oh, how'd you sleep? Well, not well because of the child.
Yeah. Like my grandmother calls us all bubby. Oh, Bubby. Come here, bub.
Bub.
Yeah.
I love that. So I got this as a gift for my sister-in-law, actually. And it's a personalized necklace that just has Cecily's name. It's like dangling initial letters. Mm-hmm. And it's not a choker, but it's like
a short chain.
It's a short chain. Thank mm-hmm. you. And I just love it so much. I can
it's delicate.
Shower with it on, sleep with it on. Like, I literally never take it off. I actually just took it off when I had I didn't even talk about this on the show. Oh my God. When I had my hospital incident when I was had the hives.
Yes. Yeah. I can't believe that's never been addressed.
That's for Patreon. Yeah, it's a Patreon story. But I love it. And I actually asked her. I was like, oh, do you mind sharing when you got that necklace? I'd love to share with my listeners. And it is on Etsy, actually. And the store is called Grace Personalized. And they had over 35,000 reviews. So I know they're legit. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's I saw that it was like $51 on sale for 38. I think prices start at 38 and go up, and then you can pick rose gold, silver, or regular gold. You could choose the length, and you can, you know, customize the letters and the initials that you want. So you can put your boyfriend or your baby. And honestly, it's just so special to me. It's like fun when you have your first baby to put like something on you with her name on it.
I had the same thing. I had a necklace with Skylar's name on it.
Yeah.
And I have a necklace to date with all three kids, but it's a little like it takes away because it's so many kids. Yeah. But I do have one with all three to tell. Like
she's
I did.
Heavy-ass chain.
I did have one for all three of you.
Walking with a hunchback.
Yeah, that's me. But I love that it's from Etsy because I love shopping small businesses. Yeah. We have to support them extra hard, especially in times like this where the big corporations are thriving and the little businesses are getting mm-hmm. shit on. So I love that that's Etsy. Yeah. And anything that's like custom made on Instagram, too, I try to support.
And you know what? It was I'm telling you, I literally never take it off. It's in perfect shape and it's so pretty and dainty. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Grace Personalized. Why can I not say that? Can you say that?
Grace Personalized.
Yeah. Okay. And just search her store on Etsy and yeah, get your own custom necklace.
Very cute. Speaking of, she's up. I think your mom has her.
All right. So mine is probably my favorite thing in the world. I have gone through hundreds of bottles at this point. I feel like people get seasonal depression, right? Okay, so you're happier in the summer because you're tan, you're happy, you're out, and like the beautiful sun, you're getting, you know, that vitamin D. And I always feel better about myself when I'm tanner. And so in the winter, when I feel really pasty and disgusting, I live, bathe, eat, sleep, and breathe in Sally Hansen leg makeup lotion. It is my favorite thing in the world. It instantly hides cellulite. It makes your skin butter soft. There's a glow to it, but it's not glossy or body glittery. It's just like a sheen, like a shimmer to make you like accent like the, you know, like the shin of your leg. It accents that. But it's not like a fucking like highlight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's just very, very subtle, but you instantly get tan. It's not like, oh, it takes 5 or 6 hours and then you got to wash up. No, yeah. It doesn't do any. You pour it into your hand. It's fucking brown. You're like, wow, this is about to tear my whole life apart. You put it on you. You're like, where'd the cellulite go? Where'd all the imperfections go? Mm-hmm. I wear it on like when I'm going out in the winter, I always try to wear it on. Like if I'm wearing a dress, I'll just put it on my legs and my arms where you're, like my hands where you'll see. I don't cover my whole body in it all the time because it will get on your clothes. Obviously, it's a self tanner.
Yeah.
And it's a dark self tanner. Like this is why I'm always, always dark. And I feel better about myself when I'm tan. I feel like you look skinnier. You look mm-hmm. You just overall look like, wow, you have like a glow about you. You're naturally you look healthy. When I'm pasty like me, I'm like, I look disgusting. Like,
can I tell you the girls that I work with that are on air talent mm-hmm. use this stuff.
And it's incredible.
Sometimes I'm literally sitting there and they're all like pretty perfect to begin with, which is annoying. Yeah. But I watch them put the shit on their leg.
Sometimes
they're in a rush, instant. By the way. Like the fucking mic, the audio guys are getting mic'd mm-hmm. up and they're really quick doing like they've got the glove and they're doing their legs. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, the best word to describe it, I'm like, your legs look airbrushed.
That's exactly what it is.
It's crazy. And then on air, I'm like, oh my God, your legs look tan and perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And there's different shades to it. There's light, medium, tan, and dark.
And also, it is good because we like to use bronzer and tan our faces. And then you forget, like, if you're wearing a dress, yeah, like your legs, like the bottom half of your body, like should
you're
be,
different
should
color. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I like about it is that when you and my trick to putting it on, I do use my hands and I don't use a glove because I feel like a lot of it gets stuck in the glove and then you waste the bottle. But it's a pretty big bottle. It's like the size of your upper arm. And it's like $10 to $15. CVS, Ulta, Rite Aid, like all these dollars, like drugstore, these drugstore places. And it's amazing. There's a spray and there's a lotion. I do the lotion because it's instant. You can do the spray. I don't like it. But again, it's called Sally Hansen Leg Makeup and it's in like a golden colored tube. And again, it's very, very cheap, under $15.
I just want to show you this. This is my notes.
Yeah.
And it's on my to buy list. Yes. Because when I was like watching the girls
always,
use it.
Yes. And like, I always tell you, I love everything about it. And oh, so my trick with my hands, I apply it with my hands. I apply it right into my hand and then rub it evenly. You have to make sure use a lot.
Does it dry quick?
It dries very quick, and also it will be streaky if you try to like make a quarter's worth go a long way. Load it on. You can always take some off and put it onto your other arm, but you want to make sure it's use it vigorously.
Okay.
And then when you because you want your hands to be tan on the top but not on your palms, take sanitizer or soap and just scrub your palms and then take like a paper towel and rub your palms. Do not put them underwater because when you put them underwater, the top of your hand will go away. So take your hands in reverse, like Jeez. Not palm to palm, but top of your hand to top of your hand and rub it in between your fingers. So you get all in between your fingers and then go back in and take it off of your palms. That is the way to do it.
Never said this about you. You're a fucking genius.
Yeah. I've used this for 10 plus years. Yeah. I've been using this before my wedding. But when I was on Jerseylicious, I was using this. So that was 15 plus years now.
The hand sanitizer.
13 years, yeah.
The hand sanitizer.
Yeah, because it takes it off right away. And then you wipe it onto like a towel that you either don't give a fuck about or like a napkin to throw away. But it will take just the palms off without the tops of your hands, which is amazing. And do it on the feet too. Do it on just the bottom. So you rub it onto the top of your feet and it will get on your white clothes. It will stay in your white clothes 100%. And also if you're wearing like strappy sandals, make sure that you wash the next day because you will have a strap that's completely white where the sandal was.
You have to wash it off like at night.
You wash it off after. You don't wash it off pre going somewhere. You wash it off after because it will stay on your skin, but it will be like a toned down version. But you definitely want it to be what it is when you go out.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's my favorite product. My best $12 I spend at CVS. Thank you very much, CVS, for accommodating my tan obsession needs.
CVS says, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Baddies, don't forget, this is a crossover episode, so make sure to listen to their episode for our second favorite things.
And their last final things. So let us know if you liked it and check them out every Wednesday.
This was a great episode. So thanks again, girls. And definitely check them out every Wednesday. Same way you guys listen to us. And yeah, that was awesome.
Hump day.
See you next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday. See them next hump day. And bye.
Bye.
Yo, 5 seasons. Normal signed off. Season 5 comes. Bye.
See, we had like a line for the ending. Now we don't say it anymore.
Bye.
We just gave up.
It's easy to say bye. It feels good. Don't forget, guys. New episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples.
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.